Humboldt County's decrease in energy use poses a financial challenge for the Redwood Coast Energy Authority, or RCEA, whose power sale revenues are coming in under what the agency forecasted and budgeted for. Short-term and long-term financial scenarios were presented to the authority's board of directors at its May 22nd meeting. A trend of reduced revenue has RCEA reconsidering something it's explored in the past, having nearby counties join its customer base. Short of that, supply and demand dynamics are kicking in, and reduced energy demand will eventually lead to lower rates. But that means less revenue, as explained by RCEA Planning and Finance Director Lori Biondini.
For us, we've got lower revenues because we have a decreased load, and we also have probably a drop in rates. Potentially good for customers, but overall that means, you know, less retail revenue. And then for the other part of this, the costs, we have our forward energy price changes have just gone up a little bit. We've got forecasted costs for 25 and 26 up a little bit. But overall, what we're seeing is that the impact to our retail revenue is much greater than the impact to costs. So we've got a little bit, costs are a little bit up, and then retail revenues are a lot down.
The imbalance is expected to be more striking in the 2026 to 2027 fiscal year, when the RCEA's budget is projected to dip into the red. Power Resources Director Richard Engel noted that the current fiscal year's financial scenario is actually improved from last year, but is, quote, down pretty significantly compared to the previous financial report in February. That's due to a reduction in RCEA's number of customer accounts and an even greater percentage drop in overall energy use, Engel continued.
We hypothesize that this is largely tied to just the decline in the cannabis economy that is affecting Humboldt County in a lot of ways, we know. In addition to losing some commercial accounts that we know of specifically that were cannabis accounts that aren't there anymore, we're also seeing a decline in high usage by the highest using residential accounts. And that might point to just kind of the phenomenon of cannabis grow houses going away. We know that like City of Arcata implemented a high energy user tax years ago, close in time to when we first launched our CCA program, and they were trying to get at that very problem. So they set an index that I think it was 600 or maybe 700% of baseline usage if a customer was using more than that, they would be subject to this high user tax. And it was effective that we saw the amount of high user tax revenue and the amount of customers from which we were collecting went down sharply in a pretty short period of time.
But cannabis isn't the only industrial use factor, Engel continued, as other significant energy users have gone out of business and new industry isn't advancing as expected.
There's also, you know, some significant large customers, Sun Valley being, of course, a very notable one. That one customer alone was around 1% of our total loads. That was a chunk to lose. And another thing that we're seeing that might be having some effect, just be starting now, I think, is we know that, you know, with some federal government changes, leases are being terminated on some, commercial offices for federal agencies. So that might continue to push load down somewhat. And then you've probably seen in the news recently, just like looking forward ahead at what we can expect that, you know, Nordic Aqua Farms, which we've talked to the board about, is potentially a very significant large new load for us. It looks like their timeline for actually building out their facility is being pushed out by probably several years.
RCEA is a Community Choice Aggregation, or CCA, agency. CCA programs allow local government agencies to buy power and sell it to local customers. Some CCA agencies are seeking to expand their customer bases, and Engel said, quote, what we've seen as the changer now is existing CCAs expanding into neighboring counties. That's been considered in the past by RCEA, and with limited revenue now and into the future, it could become more likely. Board member and county supervisor Natalie Arroyo said she's, quote, interested in hearing more about that, as it's strategic to do so in the context of limited revenues. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.